Welcome to today's A Little Grace to Grow podcast. This is our second podcast, so still experiencing the learning curve here, but I'm excited to have you with us. Each time we meet, I want to be able to share with you something about a book that I've read or listened to that was a blessing to me. Sometimes that book may be a secular book, but I found it very inspiring, and so I just finished listening to a book called The Boys in the Boat. If you have a long drive ahead of you, there is nothing that better, I think, than listening to a book. And it just makes the time go by quicker. And this is a tremendous, tremendous book about a group of University of Washington boaters who won the Olympics in 1936, and there's one main character that is talked about in the book, and I tell you, it is inspiring to see what these fellows had to go through and what they had to overcome to accomplish this task. So just there's my two cents on the book of the week. Now, once again, as we meet together, though, I also want to be able to share a scripture with you that I think will be a blessing, or a scriptural thought. And the Lord touched my heart last week as I had been reading a couple of books, and touched my heart with this one particular passage, or actually truth from the scriptures, that I think will be a blessing to you. In Genesis chapter 3, verse 10, we read about man's first words to God after the fall. Maybe you can remember, what was the very first thing man said to God after the fall? Well, I'll help you. The Lord was looking for Adam and Eve. They had hid themselves, and when he comes upon them, they said, "We were afraid, and we hid ourselves because we were naked." So the very first words to man to God after the fall was, "We're afraid and we hid." Man, you see that man's heart had distanced himself from the Lord. And then in the Bible, the very last recording of man's words to God are found in Revelation chapter 22, and I believe it's verse 20. I don't have my Bible in front of me, but I believe it's verse 20. The Lord Jesus has just said, "I come quickly." And John the apostle would say back to the Lord, "Even so, come quickly, Lord Jesus." So here's what I want you to get. The first words of man to God after the fall were, "We're afraid. We've hid ourselves." But the last words of man to God in the Bible, after redemption, after Christ has paid the full price of redemption, were, "Even so, come quickly, Lord Jesus." What we see there is the effect of redemption on the heart of man. I just found that awesome because the theme of the Bible is the redemption of man through the Lord Jesus Christ. From Genesis to Revelation, there's a crimson thread that ties the redemption of man together. And though the Bible has 66 different books and over 40 authors, or writers, I should say, there's one author, and it was written in a 1,500-year time span and then finally compiled, it all goes together with one purpose, because God, the author of the Bible, used human instruments to pen his word, and he used their personalities. And it's just an awesome thing to see the effects of the fall, but the effects of redemption. And when you put those two together, you see how God changes hearts. And I hope today, I hope that you know Jesus Christ as your Savior. And I hope today that your prayer too would be, "Even so, come, Lord Jesus." If there's something in you that says, "I'm afraid," and maybe you're hiding from the Lord, friend, I'm just telling you, Christ has paid the price to restore that relationship. Sin has to be dealt with. You need to repent, and you need to trust the Lord. But forgiveness is available. And that's the greatest decision you will ever make in your whole life, is to ask Jesus Christ to be your Savior and then to walk with Him as He desires to walk with you. Well, God bless you, and I hope you have a fantastic week. And Lord willing, we will talk to you next week. Father, bless this short devotion and bless the people that are listening. Keep them strong in the faith and give them wisdom, Father, to handle problems here below. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.